Okay. And that falls under this advisement. Okay, and then that one's under table. Okay.
We got two tables, right?
So on that one. Okay, now we'll move on to old business. Okay, the first one is Dwayne Goldbank.
This was left open for me to show you what on the previous survey that he had submitted for the medical hardship. You wanted to see that, and I passed the packet down.
You wanted to also know what was on the property and
correct.
Approved.
August 1999. I gave you a copy of the finding of facts, plus the application and plus the survey that was submitted. And that's what we have for 99. And then 2007, he came back again. I gave you a copy of the findings. Okay. Well, they should have been passed the Sorry.
That's okay.
Did you get one, Jamie? There should be one.
I did not.
Oh. Here, just take mine. I'll work off of these files.
Here, you work off of mine.
I'm good here.
There, you good?
I'm good. But as you see the packet, yeah, we're good. I have it.
Okay. So.
So the surveys prior did not show the two in the back.
Right.
As you see. From the
okay.
New one. But however, you see the
two in the back
attached?
I see two in the back or four in the back?
Well, attached.
They're attached. Okay.
The two separate, yes. But as you see the pictures I attached, that's the number one is the house out front. The mobile home with the addition.
Was that the medical one?
No, that was the home that they lived in. Number okay. two is the medical hardship, which you see here.
Okay.
That's the medical hardship that was approved. Number three is to the left of the property. Mm-hmm. And that is a picture there. And it's part of a manufactured home and a part of some addition. It's just part. Like it's been cut in half.
Okay.
And then number four is actually a manufactured home with the, as you see. Mm-hmm. But you cannot see those. It's wooded. They're not visible from the road. That's why the inspectors didn't realize they were there, because when they posted the property, they're just not going to walk in the woods to see what's back there.
The only one visible is number one. And that's the one in question.
Let me get to the other case. Hold on.
The one closest to the road.
Because it was left open to report back to you for the survey for the medical hardship.
Right.
Because he had stated that he thought they were listed on the previous surveys. And they were not, but they've been there. The whole time, just not aware of it. Until the surveyor this time put them on the survey.
Okay.
Did I explain that okay?
Yeah, you got it. Mm-hmm. I got it. I don't know.
Yes, thank you.
He was living in number one.
Correct.
And then medical hardship was number two, so then he moved to number two.
They want to retain the medical hardship to live in. They want to keep that there, use the number one as storage, number two and three for storage also. Or three and four.
What's the other thing?
He wants to use everything for storage as it is.
Except for number two.
Except for number two, he's still living in. Someone's living in that one, yeah.
They're all...
And they've all been there.
For how long? Forever, right?
Well, for a while.
Yeah, good while. You can't make your sense, can't see them. They're right back in there.
Two in the back, three and four, you, they're not visible.
No, they're not going to bother them.
The inspectors did not know they were there.
They won't dare you.
It was Kelly walked back there, it was a ways, and she took the pictures.
Wow.
Well, according to the minutes, the gentleman that was in opposition, representing others, they had some concerns that there were other uninhabitable manufactured homes on the property, and the neighbors are concerned with the loss of property value and that the property is in bad shape. And that the other units have been recently placed on the property. So we've established that there's no additional, nothing that has recently been put on there.
Is there.
Right. Okay, as far as the property values, nothing's really changed. Okay.
So he wants to keep the...
He's using it all for storage and he wants to keep it there for storage.
That's basically...
He just wants to move...
Move into number two.
He wants to keep the medical hardship...
As the primary home.
As the primary home and use everything else for storage.
Excellent, my news. You summed that up very well.
Yeah, well, my concern was that there was, you know, recently additional, it's been... At least I'm convinced that there hasn't been additional buildings put on the property, so I'm not convinced that it was substantially affected versus the uses of neighboring adjacent properties.
That's one of the problems I had, because you did have opposition.
Right, and the opposition suggested that other structures have been moved on the property.
But they haven't been.
But they haven't.
Been found that they haven't been. They've been there.
They said it affects their property, though. That's...
Affects their property value. Well, yeah. Does it have an adverse effect? Perhaps. But does it have a substantial adverse effect? I don't think so.
We can't even see it.
I don't feel it has a substantial adverse effect.
I know where you're coming from.
Yeah.
I like that substantial.
And like I said, Kelly went and verified all the structures, but she's not going to keep walking.
Right.
No.
And you can't even... Right. And I didn't realize it was that wooded, or I would have had someone go with her. I would not have had her go by herself, you know, just.
I'm convinced that there's the only difference is he wants to change the use of the structures that are already there. He's not going to have more than one primary residence. I'm convinced that his request will not substantially affect adversely the uses of a neighboring and adjacent property, so I'd make a motion to approve that the case.
I'll second that.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills, second by Mr. Rickards, that we approve case number 11072. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Conway, for the reasons stated, so by a vote of 4-1, case number 11072 is approved.
Thank you, Susan.
You're very
welcome.
Thank
you for all your work. Greatly appreciated.